Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 30 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's promising payback after three American troops were killed in Jordan. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden says the U.S. will respond after a drone strike killed three American troops in Jordan along the Syrian border.
We had a tough day last night in the Middle East.
U.S. officials say one of several Iranian-backed groups was behind the deadly attack on an installation known as Tower 22, a critical hub in Jordan for U.S. troops in Syria. After asking for a moment of silence during an appearance at a South Carolina church banquet hall, the U.S. deaths are the first after months of strikes by Iran-backed militias across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. Dozens more were injured in the attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say they attacked a U.S. Navy mobile base in the Gulf of Aden this morning without offering evidence, something immediately rejected by an American defense official. The White House special advisor on AI says artificial intelligence systems have to be safe before they're released to the public. The Biden administration will now start requiring developers to disclose their safety test results to the government. The Chiefs and the 49ers will meet in the Super Bowl.
KC won the AFC title game 17-10 over Baltimore as Travis Kelce caught 11 passes and now is the all-time receptions leader in the postseason, surpassing Jerry Rice. Meanwhile, in the NFC Championship contest, San Francisco rallied from 17 down at the half to beat Detroit 34-31. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
Bullfights have resumed in Mexico City. They'd been suspended after complaints from animal rights defenders. A court temporarily has now revoked a local ruling. This is AP News. Now to a murder trial in New York, set to begin today. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Opening arguments begin Monday in New York in the trial of two men accused of killing DJ Jam Master Jay of Run DMC. Prosecutors say Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington shot and killed Jam Master Jay in a recording studio in 2002 over a drug dispute. A third man accused in the crime will be tried separately. It's been one of the longest-running unsolved crimes in rap music. Prosecutors say they made great strides in the last 5 years with new interviews, more ballistics tests, and the cooperation of important witnesses. Prosecutors say Jay had been involved in cocaine deals since 1996, even though publicly he pushed an anti-drug message. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The top weekend movie was The Beekeeper, which made almost $7.5 million. The number two movie was Mean Girls. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today, areas of fog this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon, and mild conditions. A high around 41 degrees. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, some sprinkles and flurries possible. A low of 31. Tuesday, variable clouds and breezy. Isolated flurries or drizzle early, a high of 38. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 45. Thursday, partly sunny and mild, a high of 43. A dense fog advisory has been issued for the area until 9 this morning for most of the area. Sauk County not included, but the remainder of the WRC listening area is for some foggy trails today to start the day. It was yesterday a daytime high of 34 degrees. We did receive a trace of precipitation. It was 31 at midnight. Right now we're at 30 degrees. Good morning. Today is Monday, January 29th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it so. I know what I am. But now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul. Souls in your hand.
We start today in a positive way with Kris Kristofferson and his tune called Why Me, Lord. Before that, Jennifer Nettles did the honors to open our broadcast day with our national anthem. Good morning, kids. Today is Monday, January 29th, and here we are together again. Phil Nee with you down the old trail. We trust it was a good weekend for you. They promised the sunshine, though. Did you see it? I didn't, but maybe I missed it. I did nap a time or two yesterday, but nonetheless, yesterday, a fairly mild day. We did start out with a little bit of slipperiness. There was a little bit of a precipitation in the air yesterday. This morning, fog is going to be the factor, so some fog to deal with as you get out and about early on today. We're holding steady at 30. Time to begin the work day and the work week in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's Mel McDaniel.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
I'm going home to see. Though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell, I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul. Hell.
She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower in spring. She's a yellow rose in Texas. She can make a man a king.
There's a yellow rose in Texas. She knows the dues I've paid, and I'm going home to tell her I wish I'd never strayed.
You couldn't see beyond yourself, your pain and wounded pride, but now you know the truth is in the way you feel inside.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell, I just kept your pride from dying.
Save my soul from hell.
She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower in spring. She's a yellow rose of Texas. She can make a man a king. Yes, a yellow rose of Texas can make a man a king.
Johnny Lee and Lane Brody on WRCO Radio, the Yellow Rose of Texas. It is 5:15 today. A reminder that a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. And the Richland County 4-H leaders are selling calendars to fundraise for scholarships and 4-H countywide events. Calendars are $10, and Richland County 4-H Youth Photography Project members provided the photos for the calendar. Get yours by contacting Carlene or Sandy at the Extension Office at 608-647-6148 or by stopping in during business hours at Melville Hall at the campus. Reminders today from Community Calendar. Sports coming up. Stewart doing some wishful thinking today. WRCO, WRCO FM 100.9, it's 519. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it! 520, an update on sports, is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks each have endured plenty of recent playoff disappointment. They're now joining forces as the Bucks attempt to meet sky-high expectations by winning their second title in 4 years. Rivers held his introductory news conference as Milwaukee's coach on Saturday, 4 days after the Bucks fired Adrian Griffin following 43 games. In the NBA yesterday, Detroit 120, Oklahoma City 104, Indiana beat Memphis 116-110, Atlanta over Toronto 126-125, Orlando 113, Phoenix 98, and Chicago is a winner against Portland 104-96. From the NHL, St. Louis 4-3 over Los Angeles in overtime, and Seattle beat Columbus by final of 4-2. The Super Bowl is set. Mahomes and the Chiefs will face Purdy and the 49ers. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs heading to Las Vegas with a chance for a rare repeat title after getting the win 17-10 over Baltimore in the AFC Championship game on Sunday. And Brock Purdy threw for 267 yards and a touchdown, and the 49ers rallied from 17 down at halftime to beat the Lions 34-31 to reach the Super Bowl. That's an update on sports this morning.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
5:22 the time. Light the Milk House Show, lighten it up now with the aerobic polka. Just what we need after, maybe one too many cupcakes at last night's Making a Difference Awards. I don't know. But nonetheless, it's time for our aerobic workout. A one and a two and a...
When I was a little boy, many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. But when it came to loving folks, I really got around. Oh, I was number one with almost every girl in town. She wasn't slow. She really was a beauty. She always took a prize. I rocked around her twice a day to get my exercise. I called him Lantern John. And when I went into her house, it was like a zoo. Now I've been around that girl so much that I've turned monkey too. To know my name, so here's a little story that I tell her to explain. My father's name was Ferdinand, my mother's was Liza. Put them both together and they call me Little Fertilizer.
Jacobo! Yeah, there you go. Richie Yurkovich and the band and the Laughing Polka today on WRCO. It is 30 degrees. We're headed toward 41 later. There's a dense fog advisory for most of our area. That is until 9 o'clock this morning. 30 is the overnight low in the current reading. Here's George Strait.
Well, I'm out on a tear, 'cause she's tearing me apart. If I look rough on the outside, you ought to see my heart. And this look in my eyes shows beyond the doubt. And since my woman left, I'm down and out.
I got a hole in my pocket and I don't know what to do.
I do too. You know it's bad when your keys don't stay in your pocket. They just right through. Oh, well, I keep them in my sock then. Anyway, it's 5:30. We're at 30 degrees in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Wisconsin's farmers can speak out about the proposed ag lemon law bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Wisconsin's proposed lemon law for agricultural equipment is getting a public hearing tomorrow before the state Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee. The bill's Senate author, Andre Jacques from DePere, says several farmers have talked to him about expensive machinery that has been back to the dealer for warranty work several times.
Anytime that you are repeatedly having to bring something that's under warranty back in for service again and again and again and again, every time you do that, you're really taking a very valuable investment out of the field.
Jacques says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law, and Wisconsin has had a lemon law for cars and trucks since the 1980s.
When you look at such a major investment that is being made in our agricultural communities, this is something that, you know, we really need to have in place. I mean, obviously, the costs are much more than your typical car or truck.
Jacques says farmers will be welcome to testify at the Capitol tomorrow, and he recommends bringing written testimony for legislators to review later. He says the bipartisan bill gained support after the assembly hearing, and he's optimistic it can pass before the session ends. Time and location of that hearing is on our website, Brownfield Ag News. A team of soybean researchers says a little pre-plant nitrogen might help. Mark Kendall with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield they've been looking at conventional and no-till soybeans following corn. He says seedlings have more corn residue to grow through, and having some nitrogen for the new seeds helps in some cases.
We're finding with some of the research, especially in our wider soybean planting, 30-inch rows, for example, we're finding a little bit of a benefit to applying a small amount of nitrogen pre-plant in the springtime. So 30 pounds or less.
Kendall says there was a measurable yield difference in fields with wide soybean rows.
We were finding about a 4.5 bushel yield increase on our soybeans planted in 30-inch rows compared to our no-till soybeans without the nitrogen. In our narrow row spacing, which is also pretty common amongst growers, 15s, we weren't finding a benefit to that nitrogen.
Kendall says soybeans don't start to fix their own nitrogen from the atmosphere until the V2 stage. He believes the reason for the difference between wide and narrow rows is the soybeans are closer together in wide rows, creating more competition for nutrients between plants. The U.S. now boasts the first commercial production plant capable of converting ethanol into sustainable aviation fuel. LanzaJet Freedom Pines Fuels, located between Macon and Savannah, Georgia, is a new 10 million gallon a year facility that will source low carbon ethanol to produce sustainable aviation fuel and renewable diesel. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin, with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle business and a strong day for cash hog trade. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet Friday following the active day on Thursday. For the week, live deals in the South were marked at $174 to mostly $175, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was up mostly $277, $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers were $5 to $14 higher, except steers 600 pounds, which were $7 lower. Heifers were $3 to $12 higher, except 500-pound heifers, which were $16 lower, and heifers 600 pounds were $8 lower. The USDA says demand was good with a good selection offered. Medium and large one feeder steers, 602 to 648 pounds, brought $283 to $300. Feeder steers, 701 to 742 pounds, brought $246 to $266. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 517 to 545 pounds, brought $276.50 to $298. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.85 at $300.53. Select is $1.28 higher at $289.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 1,000 on the year. Cash hog closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. The cash hog market found some strength last week as processors bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork remains relatively strong on the global market, but long-term demand strength concerns do linger. Other supplies that could be limiting any upside potential in the market are ample supplies of market-ready hogs and heavier weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.64 with a weighted average of $56.27. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.97 higher with a weighted average of $57.23. And the Western Corn Belt up $2.53 with a weighted average of $57.16. Pork values closed higher, up 60 cents at $89.51. Butts were sharply higher. Bellies, hams, loins, and picnics were also higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 13,000 on the week and about even on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle closed higher, supported by the week's stronger cash business. Feeders had additional support from the lower move in corn, and lean hog futures closed higher with stronger pork values and optimism about demand. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Friday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn were down, watching weather in South America. March beans were 13 and three quarters lower at 1209 and a quarter. May was down 14 at 1216 and a quarter. March corn was down 5.5 at 446 and a quarter. May was 5.5 lower at 455 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, supported by the direct business from Thursday. February live was up 72 at 178.45. April was 97 higher at 181.67. With some extra momentum from the losses in corn, March feeders are up $1.52 at $239.70. And hogs are mostly higher, expecting solid demand maybe into autumn. February was up 62 at $74.92. April was 70 higher at $83.25. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The head of a group fighting global hunger discusses the farm bill and climate today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The Reverend Eugene Cho says the two most important challenges and opportunities for food and agriculture this year involve the Farm Bill and climate. Cho is president and CEO of the Hunger Relief Advocacy Group, Bread for the World.
We have a window of opportunity to pass a smart and strong farm bill that benefits farmers, people experiencing hunger, and everyone impacted by food systems in our country and around the world. The current bill was written before the pandemic, the current inflation, this global food crisis, and honestly needs to be updated.
As to the second key topic, climate, Cho reflects on hunger initiatives from the recent COP28 United Nations Climate Change Conference.
But the decisions made there on climate finance, adaptation, and loss and damage weren't enough. We must act to ensure lower income countries receive the support they need to adapt to climate change, especially its impacts on food security and nutrition.
Cho was featured in a recent podcast from Food Tank, a U.S.-based nonprofit that advocates for improving the food system. There's a link to that podcast on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. Bloomington Livestock hosts feeder cattle sales on Fridays at 9 a.m. The Friday sale will be a combination sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and beef new crop calf yearling sale. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call today.
Last week's dairy markets were influenced by the weather. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The USDA says winter weather impacted some dairy markets during the past week. The Agricultural Marketing Service's latest report says the winter weather affected operations in the eastern states, and some milk intended for Class 3 cheese processing was redirected into bottling for grocery retailers. USDA says the weather also affected the central region where milk was readily available, but some cheesemakers had to adjust their production schedules. Milk production was steady in the east, strong in the northeast, and slightly lower in the Midwest where winter storms moved through. The western region has steadily increased its milk production. Butter demand is steady throughout the country, and butter production stepped up for some plants while others are down due to weather issues or planned maintenance. New legislation has been introduced in the U.S. House that would freeze H-2A worker wages at 2023 levels. Sponsored by Republican John Molinar from Michigan, he says the national average adverse effect wage rate has more than doubled in the past two decades. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were mostly higher on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday. February Class 3 milk up 20 cents at $16.06, March up 38 to $16.53, April up 29 to $16.86, May up 12 cents at $17.25. June through December contracts ranged from 6 cents higher in October to 17 cents higher in June. Friday's trade volume was estimated at just over 2,300 contracts. Dry whey remains unchanged at 44 and a quarter, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.5 cents at 153 and three quarters. 11 sales there. Cheese barrels went up 3 cents to 147 with 9 sales. Butter up 7.25 cents to 276. 2 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk went up 1.75 cents to 122. 6 sales there. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Agri-America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agri-America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agri-America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agri-America's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind. it is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Here's how that forecast looks and sounds today. Areas of fog this morning and breaks of sun developing in mild conditions. A high of 41. Southwest winds around 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles and flurries possible. A low of 31. Tuesday, 38, variable clouds and breezy, isolated flurries or drizzle early. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 45. Thursday, partly sunny and mild, a high of 43. That's how it goes weather-wise today from WRCO. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 this morning for most of our listening area, with the exception of Sauk County. Winds around 4 right now are at 29 degrees. That is the overnight low. Let's check out the weather in Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, oh, but you know, yeah, myself. Gotta find a brand new baby, that's the reason why. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
She's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will, yes, she will. She'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I
I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Johnny Cash, Any Old Wind That Blows. It looks like it's an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin, so no delays or cancellations to throw your way today. Drive carefully through the fog that is out and about as well. Vernon County Over 50 will host Organic Valley's History and It's Not All About Dairy by Jim Wedderburg on Wednesday at 2:15. Learn about one of the largest employers in Westby. The program will be held at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua and Zoom to Ontario, Viola, and Reedstown Public Libraries. Call Over 50 Lunch and Learn at 262-384-0082 for more information. And a Grace, a nonprofit community hospice serving Iowa Grant and Lafayette counties, will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group for adults who are grieving the death of any loved one. It will meet Tuesday, February 14th from 9:30 until 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for the program. If a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months, fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. Call 608-327-7118.
Oh, Southern Star, how I wish you would shine and show me the way to get home. Well, I'm blue-collar branded and stuck in a mill. Hard work is a way of life. Well, I'm too young to live like I'm over the hill, and too old to be wild and free. My heart is homeward bound. I'm rolling with a feeling and I can't slow down. I need a guiding light shining down to lead me through the night. Oh, Southern Star, how I wish you would shine and show me the way to get home. Let my mind just go and drift away. Now we all have a dream and a place where we belong. Somewhere we can go and escape. My heart is homeward bound. I'm rolling with a feeling and I can't slow down. How I wish you would shine and show me the way to get home.
and show me the way to get home.
Alabama on Southern Star on WRCO FM 100.9. We'll wake Tony Schumacher up next for the latest weather. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, still some pockets of fog across the region, so please plan on allowing a few extra minutes for travel this morning. Slow down and be careful out there. Should turn out to be a pretty nice day, though, as the fog lifts. Might have quite a bit of cloud cover, but a few peaks of sun, and temperatures running about 15 degrees above normal this afternoon. This general warm trend will stick around for the foreseeable future, with all the Arctic air locked up toward northern Canada, northern Alaska. We do expect just a weak front coming through the region tonight to bring us a small chance of some very light precipitation. Otherwise, the main activity will slide east of us, with a few inches of snow possible in lower Michigan from that front. We are expecting dry weather to return throughout the balance of the week as high pressure settles in. In fact, it has a pretty good chance of bringing us a nice amount of sunshine heading into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, possibly even for the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. A dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. for most of our region. However, Sauk County is not included. Areas of fog in the morning, then breaks of sun developing. High up to 41. Southwest wind around 10. Mostly cloudy tonight. Some sprinkles and flurries possible. Low 31 degrees. Tomorrow, variably cloudy and breezy. Isolated flurries or drizzle early with highs in the upper 30s. Northwest wind between 10 and 15. Tuesday night should be partly cloudy, low 26. Wednesday partly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid-40s. On Thursday partly sunny and mild, low 30, high 43. Friday lots of sunshine but slightly cooler, low 23, high at 38. Saturday mostly sunny and quiet, low 22, high 42. Sunday another mild and mostly sunny day, low 23 with a high near 43 degrees. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Today we have a temperature of 29 degrees with cloudy conditions. 34 was yesterday's high and a trace of precipitation. Record high 53 in 1914. Record low 30 below zero in 1965. A year ago, the high was 17 and the low 7. Sunset will happen at 9 minutes after 5. Sunrise time will be at 7:20 coming up this morning. Southwest winds are at 3, barometer at 30.13. No precipitation today, and again, cloudy skies after the midnight reading of 31. It is 29 degrees.